Can you tell me what day it is?
It's anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Is this a nice-looking morning, or is this a nice-looking morning?
Sure is.
I like this. Okay, well, we got a lot of stuff coming up in the program today. We're going to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, coming up about 10 till 6 this morning, just a few minutes, less than 15 minutes right now. Yeah, let me see.
I really feel like somebody's going to get this. We're getting so close.
I know, so very close. Find out if you got what it takes today. Yeah, let me see. We're going to learn what is the most popular vegetable in Massachusetts. I know everybody's going to stay tuned to find out what that is.
That's carrot cake. Why do you ask?
Today is the carrot. It's either carrot cake or French fries, one or the other. The president's birthday today. Have a big birthday party for the president. 72 today.
I got to tell the story about how I had a mishap in a Marshall's dressing room yesterday.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, it was bad.
Also, the greatest groom proposal you have ever heard is coming up a little after 7 this morning.
Yeah, best man.
Best man.
Yes, yeah. The best. Yeah, to be a best man.
It's really great.
Really
it's
cool.
Like
amazing.
It's like, you know, promposals.
Yeah.
So some guy asks another guy to be his best man in a wedding, and he does it with... Anyway, you got to be here for this. A little after
it's
7.
It's a really cool story.
They do that now?
They do that now. It's a thing.
Sure.
Okay, and the Sox win again yesterday.
Sox won again last night. They look great. Chris Sale got thrown out of the game for screaming at the umpire. It was so good. He finally let loose on that jerk.
And this is Bob Ryan. We got to find out Bob's take on the canceled OTAs, okay? All of this is coming up this morning. That'll be at 7:25. All this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the heart-pounding excitement of the Grand. Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have our player standing by on the line this morning. Our player is an attorney from Acton, Massachusetts, named Carolyn Kiley. Good morning, Carolyn Kiley. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program.
Good morning, everybody?
Good
morning, how is everybody?
We're well. Are you well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Are you excited?
Yes, I am.
Are you prepared?
You can't prepare for this.
You're right.
Okay. My favorite kind of quiz.
Okay, come on. It took a lifetime to get to this point. So here's what's going to happen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know one, say pass, move on. We get to the end. If you still have time, you can come back and pick those up. If you get them all right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. So if everybody's all set, we're ready to play. Let's do it.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
What's 3 plus 7?
10.
What is the name of the head pirate in Peter Pan?
Pass.
True or false? Aloha means hello and goodbye in Hawaiian language.
True.
Who wrote the musical Oklahoma?
Pass. Oh, George Gershwin.
How many track events are there in a decathlon?
10.
Which type of dog has breeds called Scottish, Welsh, and Irish?
Pass.
What was Muhammad Ali's first name? A birth name, I'm sorry.
Pass.
Who directed the movie Jaws?
Steven Spielberg.
Whom did Brad Pitt leave for Angelina Jolie?
Jennifer Aniston.
What color is the circle on the Japanese flag?
Yellow.
What is the name of the head pirate in Peter Pan?
Captain Bligh.
Okay, what type of dog has breeds called Scottish, Welsh, and Irish?
One, two, three, four, five.
It's a tricky one for you.
Four. Okay, yeah, you're right. Four there, and you passed on some. So let's review. What do you have for us?
Captain Hook was the head pirate in Peter Pan.
Remember the ticking clock?
Yeah.
Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote Oklahoma. There are 4 track events in a decathlon. This was tricky.
Yeah.
There are 6 field and 4 track.
Okay,
Which type of dog has breeds called Scottish, Welsh, and Irish? That's a terrier. Cassius Clay is Muhammad Ali's birth name. And the color in the Japanese flag is red.
So, For you?
I didn't do well.
Yeah, you know, it's,
hey, it's not that easy.
It's a lot of TV watching and
like
a lot
you said,
of
you can't prepare
no.
for
that's
it.
That's right.
Now, this is a hard one today.
It was. I thought it was pretty difficult, too. And that's LB's fault because she's in a bad mood today.
Oh my god, okay, so here we go, completely untrue.
Okay, yeah, she's in a bad mood every day.
That's true. Okay, consolation prize,
especially at 8:10.
A family four-pack of tickets to the Foxwoods Resort Casino 301. It's part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. It's going to be a great time. It's July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So have a great time. Thank you very much for listening, and have yourself a great time at the races. Okay.
And thank you. This was fun. Good for you.
Good job. Okay, everybody, it is 6:20, and that means time for your early 6:20 Men from Me. So let's get to it. Here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Me. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony Officer in downtown Bangor, when a very unusual funeral procession passes by, consisting of not one, but two long black hearses, followed by a man walking a big black dog on a leash, followed immediately by a procession of 237 men, each carrying a number, walking single file. Curiosity gets the better of the boys, and they ask the man with the dog,
"Well, say there, mister, I'm very sorry for your loss, but I've never seen a funeral like this before."
"Yeah, me neither. Whose funeral is it?"
"Well, it's my wife's."
"Well, what happened to her?"
"Oh, she yelled at me and my dog attacked her."
"But who's in the second hearse?"
"That's my mother-in-law. She was trying to help my wife when the dog turned on her."
"Well, this might seem a little inappropriate, but do you think I could borrow that dog?"
"Oh, sure, I suppose so. But here, take this number. Get in line behind those other 237 guys."
Oh, man.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Okay, speaking of animals, do we have any updates on the raccoon from Minnesota?
We do.
We do?
Yes.
You know what happened to the raccoon?
Yep.
Everybody know, we're talking about the raccoon that was scaling the building. Okay, we'll answer that question for you. Coming out. This is exciting news we have for you.
They're getting more and more athletic, those raccoons.
They certainly are.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so I've been following the raccoon, but I've lost track over the since yesterday. What's the latest on the raccoon?
Well, we have some updates. You know, people were talking about all day yesterday. Stephen Colbert even got really excited about it.
"Can we talk about that raccoon now? Oh, my God. I love him. I love him, her, whatever. I love it. Check out this brave little lady that was caught climbing a Minnesota skyscraper. Best Spider-Man reboot ever. Suck it, Andrew Garfield."
Wow.
So anyway, everyone was watching the raccoon that was scaling a building in St. Paul, Minnesota. This raccoon apparently was looking for pigeon eggs because that's the delicacy, apparently, and scaled the wall, the side of the building, and then would take little breaks in the little windows. But this went on for like 2 days, and people were really worried about the raccoon, and the raccoon was showing such like metal, and like it was crazy, and the internet went absolutely bananas because they were like, this doctor wrote, "There's something tragic and inspiring about a poor, starved, and dehydrated raccoon refusing to give up and scaling a high-rise building just to survive. Life is precious and worth fighting for. Hashtag MPR raccoon." And now it's the MPR raccoon is the perfect 2018 metaphor. People put the raccoon on the cover of Time Person of the Year. The internet went crazy. It's so fun to watch things and then see the Twitter react. It's nuts. But you know, I mean, they caught the raccoon at the top of the building.
Yep.
They set up little, you know, cages, and she fell for some food, and she's safe and fine and healthy, and don't worry.
She's okay, man.
She's going to be fine. And
well, we were fortunate to get an interview with the actual raccoon.
Oh, we do.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
"You know why I did it? I did it because I wanted to. What are we even talking about this for? Don't call me a raccoon."
Okay, well, maybe that wasn't really a raccoon. Okay, just maybe not, okay? Hank's here. Oh, by the way, Bob Ryan is going to join us at 7:25 this morning. Everybody is wondering, what's the deal with the canceled OTAs? I mean, this is really strange.
Doesn't seem like no days off.
No, doesn't seem like it at all. You must be here at 7:25 this morning. In the meantime, Hank, what's going on?
Bob Ryan is the absolute best. That's what I think.
You're right. 105.7 WRR. Good morning, this is Lorna White. It's been crazy traffic morning this morning. Yeah. A lot of weird things have been happening. Like 14 people had flat tires on 93 because of packs out there. Car had a wheel come off and all
ducks this, crossing the road. Ducks,
yeah, well, weird stuff. And so we were talking about cars, and we as asking LBF, is she equipped to handle these situations?
And, yeah, I know.
And apparently,
well, I am because I have AAA.
okay.
So there's that. I'm outsourcing this knowledge.
Okay, but you couldn't change a tire, right?
Not in a million years.
Okay, because the latest statistics say 60% of people can't change a tire.
See, I'm in the majority now.
Yeah. And
sad.
It is a little sad.
What's really sad is 40% of people don't even know where the engine is. They couldn't identify the engine. Yeah, really.
Well, I don't know where the engine is.
Yeah, really. I mean,
there are a lot of when you look at a car nowadays, there are a lot of box like things under the hood, and you don't know which one's the engine. I don't know what a carburetor looks like. I couldn't identify it in a lineup.
Okay, well, how about you could?
They don't have them anymore.
Can you add windshield wiper fluid?
So my windshield wiper fluid has been low for at least 3-4 months.
What are you waiting for, the rain?
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually waiting for an auto change because I don't. No joke. It would take me probably 20 minutes to figure out how to open the hood of my car.
Oh, that's a problem.
Because it's a tricky place, and then it's tricky. It's tricky. I just go to the gas station and have them do it. Is that bad?
But because sometimes something might happen where you're not near a gas station.
Where? I don't really take long drives in the woods. I would always be
We encourage you to take long drives in the woods.
Yeah, you drive in the woods?
No, because if anything happened with my car, I would be in a place where someone could help me. I rely on the kindness of strangers when it comes to my vehicle. I just can't do any of that stuff. I am an A to B girl. Get me from A to B, and that's
let me ask you this.
That's all. Sure.
You have a beautiful convertible. Do you know how to get the top down?
Yeah, because it's one button.
Oh,
okay.
It's seriously the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing in the car, and that's it. A to B. I don't think a lot of people know how to do this stuff anymore. Cars are too complicated. They're electric and stuff, and
a lot of gadgetry now.
Yeah.
They were much simpler.
Got a friend.
Yeah.
Got an older BMW. It's like it's a 2003. A 2008, had a problem with it. Took it to the BMW dealership. BMW dealership said, "That's great. We'll get to your car as quickly as we can." 3 days passed, no call from the BMW. So call says, "What's the deal with the car?" Says, "We're waiting for one of our older techs to be available because the new techs don't know how to handle the old vehicles."
You're right?
Is that
kidding
amazing
me.
Or is that amazing?
I can
huh?
get a job at BMW.
Well, see, there you go. Okay, Hank. Hey, they did it again.
Yeah, the Red Sox, they wrapped up their series in Baltimore with a 5-1 win last night, completing the series sweep. Chris Sale gave up just a run on 2 hits with 9 strikeouts. Very dominant. He started to tire, though, after 6 innings. When Alex Cora took him out, he absolutely exploded on the umpire, gets tossed out of the game. Didn't matter at that point. And at the plate, Mookie Betts exploded as well.
That one tag, right center field deep. Gentry on the run, turning around, it's sailing. It is out of here. Mookie Betts with number 18.
Yeah, good to have him back in the lineup. And J.D. Martinez, like he's done many times, he homered in the same game as Mookie. That was his 22nd. Great Sox debut, too. This is a good story. Justin Haley pitched 2 shutout innings in relief, came up from Pawtucket. He lives in Draket. He was playing for the Lowell Spinners, met a nice local gal. She was from Draket. Now he lives here year-round.
Cool.
Pretty good story. Sox in Seattle tonight. David Price against Felix Hernandez. The Sox with a 1-game lead over the Yankees. Patriots canceled their last 2 OTAs this week instead. Yesterday, they went to some schools in South Boston to donate iPads and meet with the students.
What's that all about? Find out from Bob Ryan, 7:25 this morning.
Tom Brady, meanwhile, he's been busy golfing with Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler at Shinnecock Hills on Long Island. That's the site of this weekend's U.S. Open. In fact, the tournament has just gotten underway in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Dustin Johnson is the favorite. Revs and the Earthquakes played.
Hey, keep an eye out for Brockton firefighter Matt Parziali.
That's right. Matt Parziali's
playing the
Open. And the 2026 World Cup is coming to North America. FIFA voted yesterday in favor of the joint U.S.-Canada-Mexico bid. They beat out Morocco. Now, the World Cup begins today, but the United States not participating, they failed to qualify.
Wow.
How awful is that? That's a look at sports.
When they come here to play the World Cup, do you suppose they'll blow those? Remember those horns they had?
The Vuvuzelas or
something?
Yeah,
the Vuvuzelas.
The Vuvuzelas, yeah.
Vuvuzela? Yeah. Mount Vesuvius?
Yeah, something like annoying. That.
Keep those out of there. Okay, hey, the Bell Buster's coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. And what are we covering in the Bell Buster today?
Well, we're covering French restaurants, actually. This is brought to you by MassSave.com. It's Alicia's birthday, and she just wants to go to a fancy French restaurant. Mm-hmm. I call her as the restaurant with the menu that we have. And then the Chaussien and Royale with cheese.
I don't even know what this is. Like, what is that?
Of course, Chaussien, a hot dog with French's mustard, of course.
No, I'm not being rude, but I am not going. I have not been waiting for months to come to your restaurant to eat a hot dog, some wheat thins, and spreadable cheese. I'm not paying $90 just so I can eat a freaking hot dog.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's Alicia's birthday, and she loves this particular French restaurant, and her husband, Steve, has a reservation for her. He listened.
Oh.
But I'm going to call her as the restaurant with a little bit of a menu issue.
Hello?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Hey, oui, this is Gusto from Delta Brasserie calling to confirm a reservation for Saturday.
I didn't make a reservation for Saturday. Maybe my husband did?
Yes, I believe the name was Steve. Made the reservation for Saturday?
Yes, I can't believe he actually listened to me for once. Like, this is not like my husband at all. Oh, this is perfect. Oh,
okay. Très bien. The chef has made it a fixed menu for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've been checking with some of the people with the menus okay with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've looked at your website 1,000 times, so I'm sure I'm going to love it. So, yes, I'm listening.
Yes, it's completely off the regular menu. The chef is doing some interpretive things for this evening. So we have some charcuterie, some pain à vieux, pavoisé de fromage, et blé en masse. It's reinterpreting some Wonder Bread, some spray cheese, and wheat thins. So it's kind of a French interpretation of some classic American dishes.
I have been, like, dying to come to your restaurant. You don't even know. Like, I seriously look at it on TripAdvisor all the time, and then I'll look it up on Facebook and look at your reviews, and people rave about your cassoulet. So I was kind of hoping...
We use the actual wheat thins, you know, and the spray cheese. The menu is all in French, so the main course, you know, the doigts de poulet, and then the chaussien, and royale with cheese.
I don't even know what this is. Like, what is that?
Doigts de poulet is the chicken fingers. Chicken fingers, you know, the chicken fingers. And we have, you know, some grape poupon. You know, house grape poupon, so it's very fancy. And, of course, chaussien, a hot dog with French's mustard, of course.
No, I'm not being rude, but I am not going. I have not been waiting for months to come to your restaurant to eat a hot dog, some wheat thins, and spreadable cheese.
It's our chef's interpretation of these classic dishes. It's a very special night. You're very lucky to have the reservation for this night.
A hot dog. I don't care how you cut it, slice it, dice it.
No, we wouldn't cut it. It's in a roll. You know, it's a hot dog right there in a roll. It's a chaussien. Yes, with the French's mustard, of course.
I'm not paying $90 just so I can eat a freaking hot dog. I'm sorry, but I've been looking forward to this forever, and you guys are ruining this for me.
There's also a dress code. Do you have a beret or a mustache you could wear? Because it's kind of a theme night, you know?
I'm not wearing a beret or a mustache to eat a hot dog. This is not happening. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel this reservation.
Ooh, well, it's very tough to get a reservation. This is a very special night. You know, any other night, you could get those fabulous dishes we have on our menu, but...
Honestly, I'm going to go on TripAdvisor and give you guys the worst review. That you're trying to serve hot dogs for $90. And that you're trying to serve wheat thins with spreadable cheese crackers. I haven't even ate that since
spray
I was
cheese.
6 years old.
Don't, it's the spray cheese.
Oh, spray cheese. Whatever. I was 6 years old. Like, I'm sorry, but I have heard nothing but rave reviews. And I feel like you guys are just running this business into the ground. Nobody's going to come out for this night.
That's why we write it all in French, you know? So you didn't want to go to our restaurant for your birthday?
No, I don't actually. And I'm really upset about this. Like, my husband did this awesome thing for me, and now you guys have literally ruined my entire mood about not even just the restaurant, but the whole evening. Like, I feel bad for my husband now.
You know what else your husband did for you, Alicia?
What?
He called me, Brian Bell, from the Lauren and Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Alicia.
Oh my God. I not recognize your voice. It's that French accent.
Oh, that was a really good one, wasn't it?
For a minute, and I was like, oh my, you don't even know. I have looked at this menu on my lunch every single day. I'm like, daydreaming about going to your restaurant. Oh, well, okay, maybe not your restaurant, but you know what I mean.
Well, don't worry. Steve has made a reservation for your birthday, and you will be going to your favorite French restaurant. But he also wanted to get you a Brian Bell Buster, so it would be extra memorable.
Just to clarify, no hot dogs, right? No hot dogs.
I don't think so. No. Maybe on the kids' menu.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I got to call him right now.
So have a great birthday, and thank you for listening to the Lauren Wally Show.
Thanks, Brian.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
This is the story of the best man ask ever. This is really cool. We're very fortunate to have Timmy G, formerly of Timmy G's Slam Jam, and a former intern on the Lauren Wally Morning Show, now a big deal in the entertainment industry.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Really big deal. And so, Timmy, tell everybody exactly what happened.
So about 6 weeks ago, I don't remember the exact date, but it was game 7 of the first round of the Celtics-Bucks series. I get a phone call from Jay, one of my best friends. He's in the Air Force. He's overseas.
Yep.
And he called me, and it was during the game, and I wasn't going to pick up. He called me again. I didn't pick up, and I responded with, if one of your parents died, I'll pick up. If not, like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
I'm at the game.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because, like, if one of your parents died, I'll pick up. And so then about 10 minutes later, I get tagged in a Facebook post.
Yeah.
And it's a Facebook post of my buddy Jay and Jon Stewart, formerly of The Daily Show.
The Jon Stewart.
The Jon Stewart, one of my favorite people on the planet.
J-O-N, Jon Stewart.
Yes. Yep. And,
I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. Hey, you listen to this.
You got this video.
Hey, what's up? Very bright, the Celtics game, because that's how you roll. But I was wondering what you were doing on February 23rd, because in Charleston, there's going to be a, you know, kind of a party, kind of like a, I don't know, like a wedding, some, you know, get married, you know. And if you weren't busy, maybe you could be his best man. Maybe.
Maybe.
You can pull it off. If the Celtics don't have a game that night.
See, bud, should have answered.
Wow.
Well, I told my buddy Jay I'm glad I didn't answer, because now we'll forever have that video rather than being like, hey, I just talked to Jon Stewart on the phone.
Everybody's going, right. Yeah,
who
sure,
would believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
cool.
Right, yeah.
So now I have this video forever.
Did you answer him right away and say,
no.
Yeah, I'll do
so
it.
So that's the thing. So me and my friend Jay, we always try to like one-up each other in every way, shape, or form. So I refuse to respond to him unless I got a celebrity in it. It didn't have to be Jon Stewart.
Right, yeah.
But just a form of celebrity.
Right.
And then literally like 2 weeks later, Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart announced that they were going to perform at the Box Center or the Wang Theater, whatever it's called now.
Right, yeah.
And I was just like, here's my shot. Shooters shoot. So I had to take my shot.
Yeah, but how do you pull that off?
So the individual who booked the show at the Wang Theater also books at House of Blues where I work.
Right.
Whoa.
So I just was just like, hey, long shot here. I gave him the whole story, and he's like, I'll see what I can do. No promises. So I was like, all right, cool. So went backstage to the meet and greet, and they first said no cell phones are allowed. And I was just like, it's not happening.
No, they're making people like lock them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is like even after the show, after all the phones were unlocked and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, maybe I'll get a cool professional picture with him. And then the guy who books for the shows there was just like, let me talk to John's manager.
Yeah.
And then after the meet and greet, I explained to Jon Stewart, and he's like, oh my God, yeah, your buddy overseas.
He remembered the
Air Force,
whole thing, right?
Remember the whole thing. He's like, let's record something. Let's do it right now. And then he told Dave Chappelle about it, and Dave Chappelle was like, yeah, I'll join. Yeah, why not? And then we just ad-libbed it. And
here's what happened.
That was that.
What's up, Jay? How we doing, man? Just wanted to finally answer.
Oh, hey. You want to answer now? You want to answer about if he's going to be your best man?
He should do it, bro.
Yeah. All right, you should do it. I guess you can do it.
Only because you said so.
All right.
Thank you.
Hope you're well, brother.
Thank you. Stay safe. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. So that's Jon Stewart and Dave Chappelle.
So that's how I wound up them. I was like, cool, I'll bring in Jon Stewart. And Dave Chappelle. So, So just I can't thank like the booker at House of Blues and Dave and John and his manager
enough.
They were incredibly nice people.
That's
and it was
great.
Really, really cool.
That's good to hear. That is really good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
The new promposal.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, maybe, maybe we can get it going. Yeah.
Maybe they'll go to the wedding.
Well, it'd be a one-upper,
well,
man.
John Stewart I could see doing it because he cares so much about the troops and my buddy is you know, in the Air Force and stuff. But Dave Chappelle will probably just be too busy. So.
Or too high.
Yeah. One or the other. You said that, not me.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for your 720 Men for May. So here we go. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Evis at $3 Dewey's when he hears the shocking news.
Oh boy, I got some bad news yesterday.
Oh my God, what is it?
Effie's only got 24 hours to live.
Oh, jeez, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know one thing.
What's that?
There's no way I'm paying that ransom.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself. That sports writing legend, Mr. Bob Ryan, is on the line. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. So, Bob, of all the things in all the world that are happening in the world of sports, I am not worried about the Boston Red Sox. They're looking absolutely fantastic. I expect to be playing in the World Series this year and on and on and on and on, all that sort of thing.
Chris Sale getting thrown out as he's being taken out last night
was
interesting.
That was fantastic. The thing we really, really would like to start with this morning is in the Belichick-Brady era, we're moving into uncharted territory, seeing things that we have never seen before.
Yeah.
What's with the canceled OTAs and you know, no days off? What's the deal here?
Is the dynasty crumbling?
There is some precedent we learned for the cutting short the OTAs.
Okay,
there's precedent for this, and one people you know, and we're free to speculate. I find it hard to believe that Bill is reacting to some kind of public pressure, you know, to make to have a more fun atmosphere. He has done things. I find that hard to believe. But I think he's going to, if he were to actually condescend to explain himself on this matter, he would probably say, "Hey, I've done these kind of things before. We've gone bowling." He's done things with historical connections when they've gone to certain places. And the thing is, but we're looking at this now in the context of everything that's going on and saying, "Aha." He's trying to lighten up, you know. I don't think so. I really don't. I think people are just looking for something. So that's that. Really, I wouldn't need to read anything into that.
We remember the mantra.
No days off! No days off!
So that's not necessarily true. There are days off.
Yes, there are days off. You know, it's a nice phrase. Look, it's like a lot of things in life. It's a lot of people, phrases and that people use that you don't mean it literally. You know, you mean, you know, you're just trying to create an impression. You're trying to create a tendency, but you're not going to be held to everything literally.
Okay. Hey, Bob, did you read anything into the fact that at the Belmont Stakes, Bill Belichick was wearing a Justify hat while Gronkowski was bringing up the rear?
Well, he was, his friend. You know, he's got, apparently he's friendly with somebody who's one of the many owners of Justify.
Uh-huh.
And he was sticking, that's all. I mean,
so there was no shade thrown at Gronk.
I don't think so.
That's why I see, once again, in the context of what's going on, people would automatically reasonably assume that was it, but it wasn't it, as far as I know. I choose to believe that he's simply being loyal to his friend.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that he would have put on a Gronk hat or something if there was no connection with Justify. We don't know, but he does have an easy justification for, you know, to supporting Justify.
Okay. Well, you know, the drama seems to transcend every sport in Boston, so let's talk about the Celtics for just a moment, and Kyrie Irving, and the people talking about the possibility that LeBron James could actually come to the Boston Celtics, which I know nobody really believes that's ever going to happen. First of all, you don't believe that could ever happen?
No, I don't believe it's going to happen. Okay. And number two, though I am a paid-up member of the LeBron James as a player fan club,
I think
he's the greatest talent that's ever lived, and I will support him there. I don't want him to come here because I like my kids. I feel like this team is my team, our team now. I love our kids. I want to win with this group. I want to beat him with this group. Yep. That's my goal. And so as a fan, the fan in me doesn't want LeBron in terms of, because I want my kids. That's all. I want to see Jason develop and Jalen develop and Terry develop and so on and so forth. So I want to win with and I want to see Hayward, you know, in a uniform.
Sure,
I want to see Irving.
Yeah.
I want this group. So I don't want them. And you'd have to, you know, you'd have to give up some of my kids to get them.
Well, you know, it's funny.
I don't want to do it. He's not coming here.
And Kyrie has been around this week because he's doing press for his new movie, Uncle Drew, which looks great. But people, of course, have been asking him about it, and he's been deflecting it all pretty well, I think.
Oh, he's a master. He's got a Ph.D. in circumlocution. He says very eloquent
theology,
saying nothing. Mm-hmm. He says he's tremendous at deflection.
He should get into politics.
Saying nothing. Oh, yeah, he's great at it. Very, very polysyllabic, very erudite, very learned, very, very educated.
Oh,
and when
God.
It's all done, you say, what is he talking about?
Yeah, yeah. I got you. Okay.
Hey, is Kyrie...
Where does he really stand?
Is Kyrie long-term in Boston, you think?
Well, I think it's possible he isn't. But it, once again, here's the... You have to understand this. The reason why he won't sign an extension now is simply the way the system is. He gets a lot more money if he waits a year.
Yeah.
And then if he were to sign an extension now, he can get more money by waiting another year. A lot more money. So that's all. He's not going. No one, not the Kyrie Irving or anybody else, would pass up that opportunity. So that's why he's not signing. Will he be long-term? Will he be here in 2022? I don't know. And I would urge people, not worry about it. Let's just enjoy
the moment.
I'm enjoying next year already. I haven't even started yet. You know?
Okay.
Looking forward to next year.
Now, Bob, speaking of the money, could just speculate for a minute. Indulge me. So we all know that LeBron, well, we don't all know, but we all suspect LeBron James will be playing someplace else next year. What kind of money are we looking at?
Well, first of all, there is a salary cap league. So it has to be a limit. Certainly something over $30 million a year. Which has been done in sports. It's done, and we're already there in other sports. And I'm not even sure what he's making now. But that's something in the realm ballpark of over $30 million.
Okay, well, that's a nice ballpark.
Well, it's a good thing there's a salary cap.
Thank God for that salary cap's right. Yeah, holy cow!
Remember, he has a tremendous outside income. You know, he's got fabulous outside income and endorsements. So this is like the lunch money is the salary. You know,
really.
Wow.
Okay. Well, then one final thing, because the U.S. Open it's underway already this morning.
Yes. And yes. 6:52 a.m. I believe.
Does Tiger Woods actually have a chance? As some people
a chance. He's teased us in recent weeks with almost great performances, but always something goes wrong, mostly the putter. He's in the discussion, but he should not be considered a favorite.
There you go.
At all. No.
There's your Bob Ryan report this morning. Well, Mr. Everything, do we have any shameless plugs?
We have a Bob Ryan Boston podcast up, and we have a Bob Ryan Sports Reporters podcast up, and we'll be on ESPN Sports Reporters. I mean, the schedule comes out today, either next Tuesday or Monday. So
we will search the dial for you. Have yourself
you
a fabulous day. Thank you very much for joining us.
Take care. Bye.
Have a good one. Okay. Parents, teachers, school bus drivers, tell us when you get out of school at WRR.com. And starting next Wednesday, we're going to be playing Schools Out for the Summer at 7:05 every morning, and we'll dedicate it to your school. Log on to WRR.com. Okay, everybody, the Dirty Laundry update is on the air here at 7:45. And, okay, so much stuff going on. Where are you going to start?
Right, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. We got Paul McCartney news. We got Dallas Cowboy cheerleader news. But what we have right now is a serious trend going on in celebrity engagements. And let me tell you, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson just got engaged. And I just overheard her reaction to the ring.
The ring was not good.
What do you mean?
It was a pear-shaped diamond with a gold band.
Oh,
ick!
No wonder you threw up.
Really?
Listen, you guys, the pear-shaped diamond ring is like on point now, and I don't know about this. I mean, the fact that they're huge makes it look good, but Paris Hilton has a $2 million 20-carat pear-shaped diamond ring.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah. I think she bought it herself.
$20 million?
Bad form. Yeah. $20 million. Ariana Grande's is. Kaylee Cuoco is. Cardi B has an 8-carat pear-shaped diamond. Joe Jonas gave Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones a 3-carat pear-shaped diamond. Victoria Beckham has a bazillion engagement rings because I guess David Beckham gets her one every year.
How do you think a 1/4-carat pear-shaped diamond would look?
Yeah.
It's not really a pear. It's more like a raisin.
Yeah. So anyway, I feel like this is a strange turn because the pear-shaped diamond ring was really, that clip was from Sex and the City, and it was so bad that Carrie threw up.
It's a trendy
when she
thing.
Saw it. Yeah, I don't know. Hey,
you
I like
go with
the
classic.
Yeah, mom round? Jeans are back too. So
what?
Mom jeans are back too. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. What kind of ring did you get your wife?
Ah, God.
It's a round. Just give me the shape.
Princess cut or
something,
I think.
Well, that's nice.
I don't remember. It was a long
Hank?
Time ago.
You know, round cut Tiffany setting?
Yeah. I like a cushion cut. Emerald, I have a round
emerald
one.
Cut?
Emerald cut? Emerald cut's nice. That's nice, too. Pear-shaped. Anyway, so if you're going to get engaged this year, apparently go for a pear-shaped diamond ring unless your girlfriend is going to
And then in 5 years, it'll be out of style.
Exactly.
Nobody goes with a banana-shaped diamond ring. You ever notice
Which would
that?
Be cool because it kind of, you know, it looked like the white thing in your fingernail.
That's
you know
true,
what I'm
Hank.
Yeah.
That is true, but I really want to see it be a trend now. Yeah. You started it. Okay. All right.
I'm going to call it the census.
So it would certainly be appealing.
Oh, that's funny, too. God, we're having such a good time. Hey,
shut up.
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders get paid less than the mascot. A former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader is suing the team, rightly so, editorial comment.
Okay, no, wait. Have you ever been in one of those mascot suits?
Have you ever been in one of those Dallas Cowboy cheerleader suits?
That's another story for another time.
Maybe they get paid by the amount of fabric they have to wear.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is unbelievable.
Sounds fair to me.
She says she was making $8 per hour, but the mascot, Rowdy, made $25 per hour and about $65,000 per year compared to the $16,000 she made. She and the cheerleaders did work that required, quote, equal skill, effort, and responsibility under similar working conditions and were paid significantly less than Rowdy. I'm on Team Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders, as I have been since they made a special guest appearance on the Love Boat back in 1978.
Okay, now look, I've worked with a mascot before, and I know what those people go through. It is a very, very difficult job, and they are accomplished acrobats in most cases.
So are the cheerleaders.
And,
I got it. I'm going to throw it down. Yeah.
Do that in a suit that where the temperature
really
about
do that in tiny little shorts
and
boots.
It's freezing
and
it's cold. Yeah. So you can go hot or cold if you're in teeny
tiny. But they work in an indoor stadium.
No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Yes,
so does
it
he.
Does. Of course it does.
You're wrong.
Now
I'm
you're
right.
Wrong.
All right. Speaking of wrong and right, Paul McCartney, Carpool Karaoke, coming next week on the Late Late Show.
He did it
with James Corden. He did do it, and
excellent.
Will be next week. Doesn't say which day, so you got to tune in all week.
Okay. And by the way, Radar Online says Cosby's wife is finally leaving him and has already left him and has moved to the place they have in Massachusetts, and he's still based in Philadelphia, and his kids have abandoned him, too.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how long did she keep her head in the sand? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So there you go. Okay,
And on a happy note. Yep. Welcome home to Massachusetts.
Welcome back to the Bay State.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. This is when the going gets tough, but the tough get going. And we think we got one of the tough ones on the line with us this morning. Our player's name is Stephen Peck. He's from Kingston, Massachusetts, and he's an accountant. Now, accountant sounds like a pretty good way to make a living for playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, because you have to remember things. You know, you have to be organized and all that sort of thing. Good morning, Stephen, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
But do you know useless pop culture? That is the question. I know you can count, but...
So we're going to find out if he can not only count, but is inundated with useless pop culture. Here's what's going to be happening to you, Stephen. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in the next 60 seconds. If you don't know one, feel free to say pass immediately, move on. If you have time remaining at the end of the 60 seconds before the annoying buzzer indicates the time has run out, you can come back and pick up those. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Are you prepared to go?
I'm good to go.
Okay.
Gentlemen, it is time. 3, 2, 1, go.
How many yards do you have to run in a 100-yard dash?
100.
Spell raccoon.
What's that?
Spell raccoon.
R-A-C-C-O-O-N.
What national holiday falls on June 14th?
Flag Day.
Which is longer, 10 yards or 50 feet?
50 feet.
If you see the glasses half full, are you an optimist or a pessimist?
Optimist.
Where on your body is the lumbar area located?
Back.
Who sang I Melt With You in 1982?
Pass.
What shape is Paris Hilton's $2 million engagement ring?
Hair.
What instant beverage was released by Nescafe in 1938?
Coffee.
In what sport would you use a sand wedge?
Golf.
Okay, who sang I Melt With You in 1982? Just that one.
Okay, you go ahead, break his heart. Tell him who it was.
Oh, nice. Modern English.
Modern English.
I'm sorry, but wow. That was so good.
And you actually had like 7.5 seconds left to
pick
that up.
Ranks through those.
You do boom, boom.
Seven
boom.
And a half seconds left to Google that.
Wow. How did you get that smart?
A little hard.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, you did a great job. We have a
fabulous consolation
prize for you this morning, Stephen. I think you're going to enjoy this. A family four pack, so you have a family day at the races. Family four pack of tickets. The Foxwoods Resort Casino 301, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, July 22nd, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Congratulations. Enjoy that day at the Speedway. Thank you very much. You did very well for yourself.
Oh, you really did. That was so close.
You'll never forget who sang I Melt With You again.
Oh, wait. Right. I know. It's Modern English.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Anybody else? Next chance to play is coming up next time. And you could be selected, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to enter to play. Log on to WRR.com and fill out an application form, and you could be winning $1,000 from Century Bank. Okay. So it was really a really, really bad day in the dressing room, huh?
Yes, it happened again. I had a mishap in the Marshalls dressing room, and I will tell you all about it because it serves as a cautionary tale.
But did you fall?
No, I did not fall.
Was it embarrassing?
It could have been.
I see. Update on
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program, this is a special report. So, we feel that it's important that we inform you of certain things that take place in our personal lives so that these things don't happen to you.
Yeah.
It can serve as a cautionary tale. For example, yesterday you're just doo-dee-doo, you're minding your own business, you go to Marshall's and you decide to try some clothes on, right?
Yes, and it happened again.
What happened again?
What happened this time?
I got stuck in some clothes in the dressing room.
I see.
Okay, so, but this time it was worse.
Worse?
Because sometimes, you know, like you try on clothes and then you can't get them off, like a shirt that's too small. You eyeball it. You're like, that's going to be fine. And then for some reason.
You're not believing the labels, huh?
I believe the labels. The labels, they lie.
Oh,
they
sure,
lie.
The labels do lie.
They lie a lot.
You're an optimist, you know?
Exactly. But this time it was bad because it wasn't just a shirt or a pair of pants.
It was a sports bra.
A sports bra.
You're not supposed to try those things on.
Undergarment.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
No, you don't try on underwear.
Take it from me, because I'm a girl and I have boobs. You try on bras. So
he's got boobs. He doesn't try them on.
That's right.
So you try them on because you don't want to buy them. And I put it on. And it was great. I was like, this is pretty decent. I like this.
Jumped up and down a little bit.
I'm like, I could probably run in this.
Okay. Like, that's going to happen.
So, I'm like,
Don't tell me you had to call for help.
Oh, wait, just listen. Okay. I start to take it off. And, like, I get it, like, up to my neck area. But then it gets caught. It's caught and I can't reach behind me
to pull it all the way because it's right
at the part of your back where your arms don't reach but you can't go the other way.
Yep,
and
yep.
I'm literally popping my shoulders and I'm pulling and I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Now,
did you get kind of claustrophobic?
I started to sweat. Yep. All right, and then I started to think, oh my god, if there's closed caption like recording here, they're having the laugh of their lives because it's like up around my neck. My arms are above my head. I can't do anything. I can't move. And I'm like, I can't go out of this room because it's not like it's a shirt. It's a sports bra. I can't go walking down the thing. Like, lady, I need help. Can you pull this off of me? At this point, I get stuck in my clothes so often in the dressing room that I need to shop with a buddy because it is bad. So you know what I had to do?
Let me guess.
So I'm sweating.
Call 911.
I couldn't even get to my phone because my arms were above my head.
Phone a friend?
Oh, even talking about it right now, I get like a stomachache thinking about how I was like, I'm stuck and I can't do any. I couldn't.
Like a bear in a trap.
Yes. So what I was forced to do.
You had to chew your arm off. Is that it? That explains the slang.
What I was forced to do is I was forced to go the other way. I had to take it down. My head, my body, God. And threw on my hips.
And it actually went.
It actually went over my hips. I know you're about to say that.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
It's good thing you didn't have to dislocate your shoulder like Riggs and Lethal Weapon.
I mean, I'm sweating. It was like, it was so bad. I mean, the panic in me was like, it was real. It was real.
Okay.
And I finally got it off, and I threw it down on the ground, and I was like, and you know what? That's why I don't exercise.
Lauren and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, that's a sad tale, isn't it?
I'll bring you one of mine tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Hank. We'll try them on together. Right. I'll teach you how to do it.
You're going to have to start using the buddy system.
I'm going to have to go. I mean, this happens more often than it should. I can't trust my own judgment.
Okay, look.
I think I'm thinner than I am, I guess, even though I know I'm not.
Okay, everybody. They have discovered one of the reasons where calories come.
Oh, great.
Come from that we don't suspect they come from. We'll reveal that coming up next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
In our continuing efforts here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show to help you with all phases of your life, today we now move to the diet report. So you've been trying to lose weight. You've been struggling. I don't know, maybe you've gotten stuck in a changing room in Marshall's. Can't get your clothes off. Okay. And you think, wow.
Time to reevaluate.
I've been watching these calories. I've been counting calories. What could I possibly be doing?
What's going wrong?
Yeah, what is possibly going wrong? Well, they have finally identified one of the problems if you happen to work in an office environment, office situation. And it's the celebrations and daily intake of goodies that people bring into the office and share with you. You know, hey, so, you know, Sally's having a birthday. Let's all have a birthday cake. And everybody eats a big slice of birthday cake. And you kind of forget to count that in the daily calories. And somebody brings in, hey, have you tried the new chips? Have you tried the new Oreos and stuff like that?
People like to bake. And they like trying new recipes.
You know who's the worst at that in our office?
Who?
Lauren Owens.
Okay.
The skinniest guy in the room.
He always brings in all the
food. You guys are great guinea pigs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you find out, hey, is this really going to be any good? And
just call me a pig.
Italian.
So basically, it's snacking in the office.
You're the worst.
Let's sing about it.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Here we go.
You wake up and go to work every day with a plan to eat healthy, but then someone brings cookies and pizza for everyone.
Yep, Lauren.
And you notice it's making your pants fit a little too tight.
Yep.
You can't let free food go to waste. Let me tell you about working in my cubicle, and it really sucks when I hear the Karens making cake in a cup. Then I smell frosting, and that is my cue. Work is where I get my fill of junk food. Eating in the break room. Snacks are in the break room. Now I look all flabby when I'm at the pool, 'cause I like chowing down on treats in the work break room.
Thank you.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.